going to be one of those days. Hot. It's already hot. Like the days in Thailand. Come back from the arms round and your robe is already full of sweat. That's just the beginning of the day. So to take your mind off of that, it's good to have thoughts of gratitude for the fact that we have a place like this to practice. Think of all the sacrifices that were made to find this place, to turn it into a monastery. We're coming up on a John Swat's birthday. At that point in his life, he could have stayed in Thailand. He was widely respected. He would have lived a very comfortable life. But he saw that there was a need for bringing Buddhism here. He saw it first in the Thai community that a lot of the monks who were here were not all that reliable. The King of Thailand one time asked him, "Why do you go to America? Westerners want to come and study the meditation, they want to study Buddhism, and they can fly here to Thailand very easily." And John Swat's response was, "I'm not there for the Westerners, I'm there for the Thais who have no one to depend on." There was a lot of sacrifice, there were a lot of people who attacked him for one reason or another. As he said one time before he was about to leave, he said, "All these years here in America, there's only one person who understood what he was here for." Think about that. All that effort he made. But the results of his effort, look, we have a monastery, a place where people can practice. You have the time to practice, an opportunity to practice. You have an environment where it's really good, we're quiet. We're literally at the end of the road, what John Swat called our quiet corner here. So appreciate what you've got. It's easy to focus on this is wrong and that's wrong. But there's a lot of things that are right. The number one right thing is we've got the Dharma. We've got the opportunity to practice. Now it's up to us to make the most of it. People have provided us with food. Ask yourself, as you eat the food, what do they want me to do with the strength that I get from this food? What's using that strength well? What's using it in an unwise way? Think of all the sacrifices that people have made to provide us with this opportunity. So make the most of it. Have some gratitude, and the way to show your gratitude, of course, is to practice the Dharma in accordance with the Dharma for the sake of liberation.